Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Today the church honors St. Ambrose. He was a bishop, he was a doctor of the church, one of the four great doctors of the Latin Church. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we've gathered now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we know that we need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience. Looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness. We ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who made the bishop St. Ambrose a teacher of the Catholic faith and a model of apostolic courage, raise up in your church men after your own heart to govern her with courage and wisdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice cries out, I answer, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all their glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, and when the breath of the Lord blows upon it, so then the people is the grass. Through the grass withers and the flower wilts, the word of our God stands forever. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out, for say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God who rules all with his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord our God comes with power.
The Lord our God comes with power.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. The Lord our God comes with power. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples his wondrous deeds. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He governs the peoples with equity. The Lord our God comes with power. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then let all the trees of the forest rejoice. The Lord our God comes with power. They shall exult before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. The Lord our God comes with his power. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The day of the Lord is near. Behold, he comes to save us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen. I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus uses that imagery, which we're so familiar with, 100 sheep. 99 of them are completely safe. One goes astray. And he's making the analogy that that is how much God cares about anyone who might go astray. I think in our lives, whether it be ourselves or whether it be other people, there are people in need. They need a friend. They need somebody to reach out to them in some way. Maybe something hasn't gone all that well. You might ask yourself, well, how will I reach out to that friend? What is it that I need to say? What is it that I need to do? I think things sometimes just fall in place for a reason. I didn't know that I was going to be at Relevant Radio today until yesterday. And I had read something on Facebook that already after I republished it, over 100 people have responded by saying it's one of the best things that I've ever seen. It goes like this. When a flashlight grows dim or quits working, do you just throw it away? Of course not. You change the batteries. When a person messes up or finds themselves in a dark place, do you cast them aside? Of course not. You help them change their batteries. Some need double A's, attention and affection. Some need triple A's, attention, affection, and acceptance. Some need a C battery, compassion. Some need a D battery, direction. And if they still don't seem to shine, simply sit with them quietly and share your light. I think that's what Jesus is trying to do for us at all times. Give us the right direction. Be compassionate with us. He shows us affection. But we, in turn, need to do the same thing. It doesn't matter if there's a 9-to-1 ratio or a 99-to-1 ratio. There's the one person out there that could really need our help. We need to discover who that person is and how we can extend ourselves to them just as God and Jesus extends himself to us. Would you please stand? We take this time now that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, prayers of petition, prayers of thanksgiving. So we pray for our Holy Father, all bishops and priests, that through the intercession of St. Ambrose, they will inspire others to live godly lives, especially those being called to the priesthood and consecrated life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to make the right choices for the sake of all citizens, especially the most vulnerable. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For strong marriages and family life, that spouses will grow in love for one another, and children will grow in appreciation for this essential unit of society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those suffering from serious illness, especially for those infected with COVID, that God may heal them according to his will, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Dennis Doyle, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. And pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate the divine mysteries, O Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit fill us with that light of faith by which he constantly enlightens St. Ambrose for the spreading of your glory through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. Ambrose you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. Teach her by his words of preaching and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and the saints, we pray the prayer of your praise as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember your servant, Dennis Doyle, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Francis Xavier, with St. Ambrose, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please safely extend to one another a greeting of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Our spiritual communion prayer. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. And let us stand now to conclude our prayer. Lead us who have been strengthened by the power of this sacrament, O Lord, so as to profit from the teaching of St. Ambrose, that hastening fearlessly among your paths, we may be prepared for the delights of the eternal banquet. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you, before you that he may lead you, behind you that he may protect you, above you that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In our prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And as a closing hymn, number 641 in the hymnals is, Now Thank We All Our God.
Now thank we all our God, with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way, with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this gracious God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us. Preserve us in his grace and guide us in distress and free us from all sin till heaven we possess. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven. Eternal triune God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
There was a kid who went to his mother and said, Mom, if God is real, why can't we see him? And she says, I'm busy now. Go ask your father. And he says, Dad, how come if God is real, we can't see him? And he says, go ask your mother. I'm busy. So the kid is going fishing with Grandpa. One of these beautiful, cool mornings. Oh, and the lake is like glass. He says, Grandpa, if God is real, how come we can't see him? And the old man, he looks away. And the kid thinks, yeah, Grandpa's blowing me off too. Well, then he looks at the kid after a couple of minutes and he says, Junior, at this point in my life, God is pretty much all I can see. You see, as we grow in grace, God becomes only more beautiful. And things we thought were important or special or desirable, be they wealth or fame, they become much less important. So he moves us from grace unto grace. But at any point in that chain, I can say, no, I prefer the world. And we're great fools if we do so.
Father Simon Says.
On Relevant Radio. The Patrick Madrid Show.
On Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, Patrick. I just wanted to say that I really love your show. I've learned so much. I've been listening for the last couple of months, and I have the app, so I just love that I can listen to it anytime.
Stream your favorite Relevant Radio shows right on your smartphone or tablet.
The Relevant Radio app.
I love your show. I wish I could sit and listen to you every morning.
but you know you can. All you have to do is go and listen to the podcast.
What you waiting for?
The Relevant Radio app.
It's in your app store.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in now and you're in your car and you're wondering what on earth is going on here, it's just a bunch of crazy happy Catholics who get together in the evening.
Pray the rosary? If you haven't experienced the family rosary across America yet, round up your family in front of the TV at 7 p.m. Central and stream the family rosary across America from Relevant Radio.
I would like to pray for my aunt. I'd like to pray for my nephew.
I would like to pray for this little child that's been given limited days to live.
Do you believe in miracles, Luke?
Oh, yeah.
So do I, and that's what we're going to pray for. Sounds like you come from a good family. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 5 brothers and 1 sister.
Holy smokes. Nice. Your parents must be saints.
Yeah.
Spend half an hour with Jesus, His Blessed Mother Mary, and families from coast to coast. The Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky, 7 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.